Annie.
Well, my music experience sort of started when I was 7. It was my grandmother who started it. She gave me a CD of samba music. I loved the rhythms. I played it constantly. My mum says I was always dancing to it. Samba music is Brazilian music with African rhythms, and it's very loud, very energetic. Eventually, I decided I wanted to play the music, not just listen to it. So I saved up and bought a drum. It was an atabaque. It's a drum you play with your hands. I taught myself to play it. And this year, I played in my first street carnival. We were playing in the street, and people around us were dancing, and it was like my whole body was part of the rhythm. It was incredible. The best thing I've ever done. So now I've decided that I want to be a music teacher.
Jeff.
Yeah, well, my music experience was going to the opera. I was travelling through Italy with a group from university. We got to Verona and there was this opera festival on. I wasn't really interested in opera, but my friends persuaded me to go. To be honest, it was a bit boring at first, but then it started to get dark. It was a clear night and you could see the stars. I was sitting next to one of the people who was in my group, Laura, and it was, you know, romantic, sitting under the stars, listening to this amazing music. And, well, we've been together ever since. We even went back to Verona for our honeymoon, although we didn't go to the opera.
Erica.
My friend Mark was living in Budapest, in Hungary, and I went to visit him. Mark knew a lot of places in the city, and he took me to an old boat on the river where you can hear bands practicing. The atmosphere was great. It's the kind of place where you could sit and chat all night. Anyway, this band was amazing. They were playing folk music from Transylvania. I particularly remember the violinist. I'll never forget the way he played. So fast, but so relaxed. So, there I was, in the middle of a freezing, icy river, listening to this amazing music. And I realized, this is where I want to be. So a few months later, I quit my job, and Mark helped me find a job in Budapest. And I stayed there for nearly 10 years.